All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. We're glad you are here. And I pray that you are feeling strong, vitalized, or at least searching for that energy and focus you need to live faith out there in this world. Today, for Motivational Monday, I want to dive in. We've started this new worship series here at Grace. And each week we're diving deep into a theme of community, where we are unified in purpose, focused in on our vision statement of being a radically inclusive, multicultural community who serve and lead together with the love of Jesus. And as part of our way of being, Grace in Action is to have action items each week that move us into living into that in deeply meaningful ways. And so we are using the 25 traits of the beloved community by MLK and the 12 ways to practice resurrection now by Richard Rohr, both deeply meaningful spiritual practices. And we pray that you are motivated by these and that you are discerning these and looking at these traits in your life and how it is that you can live that with God's help, with God's leadership in your life. And so I want to cover the first 2 weeks of those now. And we preach on these on the weekend. So you can go to our YouTube site and also look at the worship and the full sermon, but wanting to bring these to life through this Motivational Monday podcast as well. So over the last 2 weeks, in each week, actually, we're doing 3 to 4 of these, okay? And I want to go over those today from the last 2 weeks, the Grace in Action items. Number one from the beloved community is that we rely on scriptures and prayers and corporate worship for inner strength. I know it's a podcast, but I want to hear you shout amen out there. Because I don't know about you, I need a daily focus on the scripture and prayer and worship to have that strength welling up inside me, drawing out from within me in order to live as a disciple of Jesus in the hardship and the things that we are confronted with and the personal and social ills that we face. We need God's foundation for our life. I believe it strengthens us. So that's number one, and motivating you to daily consider that, taking time, discipline, and focus to do that. Number two is to offer radical hospitality to everyone, where we are an inclusive family rather than an exclusive club. And I love this trait from the beloved community because it keeps my eyes sharpened and my mind sharpened, my ears open, paying attention. Am I simply offering hospitality, hospitable to people within my circle, a group that I have formed or shaped, or am I open to being more inclusive, more radically inclusive beyond that circle, concentric circles going out from your core, where the ripples are always an enlarging of your human family versus that club mentality. Then the other one is number three, is to recognize and honor the image of God in every human being. And I don't know about you, but I need that motivation. Because watching news and reflecting on things, man, you can get your head down. You begin to question the goodness of humanity. We begin to feel discouraged. But what if we prayed for God's leadership in our life to say, God, always help us to see the image of God in every human being. Help me to recognize it, to honor it, to draw close to that, and to keep my focus there. That's a good one. Right? It's a good one for us to consider. And then from Richard Rohr's resource here, Practicing Resurrection Now, for this week one, he said, refuse to identify with negative, blaming, antagonistic, or fearful thoughts, even though you can't stop having them. And that's important to acknowledge. You can't always stop having them. They filter through your brain. But refuse to identify with the negative, blaming, antagonistic, fearful thoughts that well up and seek to get your head down. Don't identify with them, even though you're going to have them. Don't give them power, okay? So those were the ones from week one. And week two was this. Exhibit personal authenticity, true respect, and validation of others. Again, pay attention to who that person is. Get to know their story. Respect, validate where someone else is in their journey. Learn a little bit about their history, what makes up who they are, and value that. Number two on that week was to recognize and affirm, not eradicate our differences. Wow. Powerful to think about, again, the recognition or affirmation, the blessing, the thank you of what makes each unique versus saying, you get rid of that, I'll get rid of this, and we'll somehow come with something that may not honor any of us at the end of it. We do want to honor cultures, traditions, differences, different ways of being, different ways of understanding, and then celebrate and affirm those good gifts. And the last one for today on our Motivational Monday, I know this is a lot, this is seven practices, but the seventh one is to apologize when you hurt another person or situation. And I don't know where you are on the journey, but for me, if I'm going to practice resurrection right now, as though the kingdom of God is already reigning in the here and now, which is what we're supposed to be about. The church on earth is to be unleashed heaven on earth and to be bringing it about, not waiting for some heavenly by and by later on to come on down and make it happen, but to participate with God today in resurrection. And apologizing when you hurt someone or in that situation of pain and suffering, so important. It's where forgiveness, mercy, and compassion is brought to bear in relationship. So lots to consider this week. But as you go through those, again, points of life, beloved community, practicing resurrection, may these give you life, build you up from the inside out. Trust that God is working in each of those. And as we go through this 12-week preaching series, each week I'll be bringing these to bear on Motivational Monday and maybe talking about ways that we're beginning to live that. So send me your news and notes, how you've practiced it, how you've lived it, how you're experiencing it. I'd love to share those stories here on this podcast. So be well, church. Practice these ways of life. Let's see what God has in mind. Be blessed. Good day.